We've heard a lot about animals and plants being hit by climate change. What if the effects of warming temperatures actually forced you to leave your home? The next report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, due out this month, is expected to address how people will be displaced by climate change. The Allegheny Front's Ashley Murray explored the idea of environmental refugees in this piece first aired last year.
The man whose voice you hear is speaking in a cafe in a Pittsburgh suburb. He won't reveal his name or exactly where he works for fear of immigration authorities. He says he was a farmer in Chiapas, a state in southern Mexico. Now, a translator explains the man, who's in his 50s, works cleaning movie theaters.
Long ago, we were able to plant more, but now the corn doesn't grow as much and it's more of fertilizer and the land doesn't provide as much as it used to.
He says he left Mexico to find work in the U.S.
I love my family and my wife very, very much, and it's hard to be here without any physical contact with them.
This is just one person's account. And for a century, migration for economic opportunities has defined Mexican culture. But a 2009 study found that things like increased hurricanes, tropical storms, soil degradation, and deforestation have factored into Chiapans' decisions to leave. The study by the Environmental Change and Forced Migration Scenarios Project was funded by the European Commission. Researcher Elizabeth De Giza says evidence supporting climate-induced migration in Mexico is growing. De Giza co-authored a new report called Climate Change and Migration in Mexico. Here she is speaking at a panel discussion at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington, D.C.
The environmental changes continue to affect Mexico. The average temperature is expected to rise up to 4 degrees by the end of the century. And the same goes for the average precipitation that is expected to decrease by 11%.
When De Giza says 4 degrees, she's talking Celsius. De Giza says these kinds of long-term climate changes can affect a family's access to food and work. This is especially true for weather-sensitive jobs like farming. Mexico is just one of the countries where researchers are examining connections between climate change and migration. The United Nations University's Institute for Environment and Human Security, along with CARE International, a non-governmental organization, have studied the ways climate change might impact populations in 8 countries. These include Bangladesh, Peru, and Ghana. Coco Warner, one of the study's researchers, found that while wealthier families can use migration to diversify their livelihoods, poorer families usually can't.
What we were concerned to find is that when they have trouble with the weather, they also use migration, but they do so in ways that erodes their base.
For example, in places like northern Ghana, an area highly dependent on rainfall but experiencing erratic seasons, heads of households are leaving during growing season just to take a chance on finding money elsewhere. Still, how climate influences a person's decision to migrate is a tough thing to dissect.
We have to acknowledge that it is not always easy to distinguish the climate impact from economic pull and push factors.
That's Michael Wirtz, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. He studies the way climate change, migration, and security intermingle. He says his organization is talking to countries about what exactly to call people in this situation: environmental refugees, climate migrants, etc. And then, once the name is decided, what rights should protect them?
This is absolutely still an emerging field of research, but if you take a step back and you ask yourself, should we be concerned about these issues from a policy standpoint, then the answer is a resounding yes.
Some estimates say that worldwide, tens or even hundreds of millions might have to move across borders or internally because of severe climate changes. But the U.S. is less likely to see an influx of its neighbors. The big issues will likely be within U.S. borders. That's according to Jeff DeBalco, a policy researcher at Ohio University's Voinovich School of Environmental Studies.
Climate change impacts in the United States have big implications for economics, for agriculture, for jobs. I think most of those are impacts that would be felt here in the United States and might be separate from questions of cross-border migration.
Vulnerable coastlines, fiercer fire seasons, long-term drought, and insects are among the effects that could force people to move from region to region. For now, though, the U.S. is proving more profitable for the one-time farmer from Mexico.
I want to be here maybe one more, 2 more years, but when I lived in Florida, that's what I said. It's been 8 years now, so only God knows how much time I'll be here.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ashley Murray.